This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jose Altuve's move from second base to left field this season has already been a resounding success. And I already see it on the text line. Going into this segment, we get it from the 979. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Altuve is a horrible left fielder. Yes, he's done a better job than expected, but he still sucks as a fielder. He is not a good left fielder, okay? So that is the first piece of feedback that we get on this take that I have, that Jose Altuve's move from second base to left field has already been a resounding success. But go ahead, Seth.
Well, no, this is the thing, though. He has had some moments. He's had moments, especially recently, where he looks like a guy that's still feeling his way out in left field, especially off the carom. The carom off the wall, it got him a couple of times the other night. Sometimes his inability to time his jump is comical at times. So some of the mistakes that he's made.
Because he's not an outfielder. He's not an outfielder.
On,
he's learning.
Right. No. You can make excuses for him, but it still doesn't look like exactly what you want to see out of a left field. The difference is that he's also made up for some of those things with his range at times. He also benefits from having a really good center fielder playing next to him. He's not been a drain on the defense or anything, though. He's had some comical errors or miscues, but by and large, this is going better than I thought it might, or that I feared that it would.
So I don't like to be the guy that steps into a conversation and then tries to tell people that they're having the wrong conversation. I feel like that can be really annoying and very like off-putting and patronizing, right? Like when you're like, oh, well, you know, this conversation that you guys are having is stupid. You should really be having this conversation. Like you're the better conversationalist and point maker. Like, I don't like to do that, but this is motivated a little bit by observing the conversation about Jose Altuve in left field and feeling like it sort of misses the plot or doesn't quite see the forest for the trees or forgets exactly what this move was actually about. And I don't feel like we should lose sight of this whenever we're talking about him or evaluating him out in left field. Yes, I think we can all agree that Jose Altuve in left field is odd. It's strange. It doesn't look natural. He's not a natural. He's not great at it. Even if he has been better at it than we expected, it is less than ideal watching him out there in left field. But I think it's important to remember that they didn't put Jose Altuve out in left field because they felt so great about Jose Altuve's potential at 34, now 35 years, at 35 years old, his potential to like blossom and evolve into some kind of outfielder all of a sudden. Like mm-hmm. That wasn't the logic. That wasn't the reason. That wasn't the motivation behind making that move. It had nothing, really nothing to do with how well Jose Altuve could play left field. It was more about, can he play left field at all? Because we need to hide him somewhere. Jose Altuve's move to left field was less about him playing left field and more so about him no longer playing second base. What they were trying to do was upgrade their production, their defensive production at second base, because over the last couple of years, it had plummeted to be about close to some of the worst that you could see, that you could find all across baseball. Jose Altuve was one of the worst fielding second basemen in all of baseball last year, and it wasn't that much better the year before that. It wasn't catastrophic the year before that.
The elimination of the shift is where it really started exposing, yes. Oh, man, he's lost a step. He's not quite the same guy. So it's not like – It's not an either or that, oh, I can't believe they moved Altuve to left field because now he's not good for them defensively out there. He wasn't good for you defensively at second base
right.
The last couple of years.
Right.
And as far as, I just want to know, like, if you're stumping for this somehow being a huge disaster or something, he's still this year better in the outfield than Kyle Tucker is. Like, Kyle Tucker, it would drive me insane the last couple of years when people would insist that Kyle Tucker was still playing really well in the outfield, because he wasn't. He wasn't the same guy that he had been 3 years ago when he was a gold glove type guy in right field. And a lot of it was just him kind of lazing around out in outfield, in the outfield. So unless you were clamoring for Kyle Tucker to be removed from right field last year, I can't really get on board with saying that Altuve being in left field is somehow one of the things that's crushing this team right now.
Well, Kyle Tucker is his own conversation, because that part is interesting, how you could go from being as great as he was in the outfield to being so bad. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen, and I know he ended up getting injured and having the whole shin thing, but I don't feel like the downgrading of his defense had much to do with injury as much as it was, like, really hard to explain. I'm not really sure why he's not as good of an outfielder as he had been before. But specifically with Altuve, though, this is why I say it is a resounding success. And I had to preface it with, they did this to upgrade what they were doing at second base, and we understand that they're doing a committee thing at second base. But look at the change in production at second base. That's what, defensively I'm talking about, that's what makes this a resounding success, at least so far. We're only a third of the way through the season, and time will tell if it's ultimately a success in the long run. But up to this point, okay, the Astros last season among second basemen, okay, they were fourth to last. Only three teams in all of baseball, really only two teams in all of baseball had a worse outs above average at second base than the Astros did in 2024, okay? That's just last season with Jose Altuve playing the bulk of second base. Would you like the update? Would you like to know what that looks like now for the Astros a third of the way through the 2025 season? The Astros, lo and behold, are the best team in baseball in outs above average at second base. Addition by subtraction, taking Jose Altuve and hiding him out there in left field in a space where, hey, it's not ideal, but can we hide him out there? Can the downgrade in left field that we get by putting Jose Altuve, who's not a natural outfielder, out there be negligible or like a better downgrade than the one that we have at second base right now with him playing it? Or can we get a much better upgrade at second base that makes up the difference for the downgrade that we get at left field where we're hiding Jose Altuve? The answer to that so far, a third of the way through the season, is 100% yes. That's the answer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The part that's frustrating about that is that a lot of that run value, the 5 runs saved, comes from Mauricio Dubon to Brendan Rodgers having 1 run saved despite having, like, many more opportunities. Like, yeah. Dubon, I want Dubon to be the second baseman. It's like Brendan Rodgers when he's not playing in Colorado is just not the guy that I want or need to see on this team. With Altuve, the fact that now I think people are going to be less focused on anything in left field as long as he continues to hit the way he's been hitting since they came home. That's a huge part of it. It's a lot easier to excuse any flubs in left field. So he's minus 1 run value in left field. Kyle Tucker this year is minus 2 run value in right field. That's where I get the stats from as far as him kind of performing at the same level as Kyle Tucker. As long as he continues to rake and look like classic Jose Altuve, people aren't going to worry about the left field stuff.
Yeah, I mean, literally the text message that we get here in 713-572-4610 is the text line to get involved with the show. Mo Karam, Injury Lawyers, YouTube and Twitch streams. You can chat in there as well. But I get this text message from the 832. Is it affecting his ability to hit? I've seen that theory out there. He's been raking at home lately. And as far as affecting his ability to hit, you tell me if you've heard different, Seth. But for me, I've always understood it that, like, players who are affected, whose hitting is affected by their defense, it's not necessarily where they play defensively. It's that they play defensively. Like, it's the whole DHing thing, right? Jordan Alvarez would talk about this, how he liked playing out in left field because there was something about the groove of it that helped him as a hitter. Now, I don't think the numbers actually bear that out, but players feel that way. It's not, hey, I got to play this position and it's going to affect my ability to hit. It's just that I need to play defense and hit, like not just be a DH. So it's not like they moved Jose Altuve to DH per se.
I could see there being a difference, though, in however it gets you into a groove. If you're in the infield, they're obviously watching, especially at second base. You know, you're watching from a real good perspective. You're thinking about things. You're just fine-tuned with your reaction time more so than you have to be in the outfield. So
Fair enough.
Could see that being a thing. But it also is just like as it was with Craig Biggio. At some point, you got to acknowledge, all right, it might be the ideal thing for the team is not for Jose Altuve to be a bad second baseman, but as long as he's comfortable at the plate, the ideal thing is for him to figure out how to handle all that part of the challenge and be out in left field and then still be a good hitter. So it's a challenge, yes, but like he was a liability at second base.
Yeah.
He's not nearly the liability in left field that he had become at second base.
That's exactly right. And that's why it's a success. Like, and you're thinking about Jose Altuve, a 3-time batting champion. You would like to think, even if he's not going to be a batting champion again, a dude like Jose Altuve that's been hitting as long as he has, you'd like to figure that his chances, or you'd be in favor of his chances of still being able to hit regardless of where he's playing in the field, if he's playing in the field, versus, hey, now he's in his mid-30s and he doesn't play as good of a second base. And you can't afford, like, which risk are you willing to take? That he's kind of got to figure it out at the plate while he's, you know, in left field or DHing or sometimes playing at second base? Or having some of the worst second base defensive play in all of baseball. Like that is the risk that I don't feel like you're willing to take. You're much more willing to take the risk of maybe he's got to figure it out at the plate and get into a different groove. So to me, there's no other way to look at it than Jose Altuve, despite not being an ideal left fielder, that move from second base to left field so far, a third of the way through the season, has been a resounding success. He's Seth Payne. I am Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast. And since we're on the subject of defense anyway, let's bring this back. Where can this Texans defense improve? We're also going to bring the guys in the loop for a little bit of crosstalk. That's next on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.